famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Phone scam.
Hello?
Hello, is Terry there, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Terry, this is Mr. Barry Schmelly. I'm with the club.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm actually calling. It's kind of awkward, but I need to cancel your membership with the club.
What for?
Well, on account of, I don't know how to say it, actually. This has never come up before, but it's over perspiration.
What do you mean, perspiration?
Well, we've had some complaints from other members of the club that you perspire a lot.
You're kidding.
On the equipment, under the equipment.
Well, it's a health club.
Yeah, well.
I mean, what do you?
They're saying you leave puddles and stuff.
That's not true. You can't cancel my membership for that.
Unfortunately, I mean, we try and, you know, leave a clean and healthy environment for everyone to work out in. And we hired Christy, our assistant manager, to follow you around a little bit on the machines. And it was hard to believe, but I think you have an excessive sweating problem.
It's a health club. People sweat. I sweat. You sweat. Are you telling me I sweat too much?
Yeah. We've had lots of complaints.
Well, you know, I could care less what people think. You can't cancel my membership for that. It's a health club. That's what people do there. They sweat.
You need to come in with your membership card so we can cut it in half?
You can't cancel my membership for that. Look, I pay a lot of money to come there. I've paid a lot of money to come there.
Right. Well, also, speaking of money, and this, too, is a bit awkward for me to have to tell you this, but you also have to pay $9,500.
For what?
For damaged equipment.
No. No. That's bull. Damaged how?
Well, I think all the excessive sweating, the seats, and there's rust on some of the equipment, and you could bring a cashier check in.
You can't attribute that to me. What do you got? You do DNA tests the sweat?
Actually, we did. It's funny you should bring that up. We hired...
Oh, shut up. You know...
No, sir, I'm sorry. We did hire Snipple Duty and Bernstein, and they took the towel that Christy snatched from you when she was following you around. They sampled the sweat puddles, and they did a DNA test, and it actually matched. If we can just get you down here with the cash
or
check.
No, you're not getting any of my money. F*** you.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. You know who you can talk to? You could talk to my attorney.
Well, we do have a credit card number on file. Maybe if you want us to just charge that.
No, if you use that, I will sue you.
Okay.
You think I'm going to pay that money for sweating on your equipment? It's a health club. That's what people do there. They sweat. You sweat when you work out like pigs. You think I'm the only person that sweats? You know what? I'm going to sue your asses.
Sir, and there's one more thing, sir.
What? What are you going to charge me for all the towels that they soaked up my sweat with?
No, actually, I just want to tell you that this is actually Spike from the Mojo in the Morning Show, and you've just been the victim of a phone scam.
Oh, Jesus.
Your brother-in-law, Gary, called it in. He said you guys go and work out every once in a while, and he thought he'd have a good laugh. So,
yeah, real funny, Gary.
so you're one of those guys that has to wear about 5 shirts a day, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, hey, I work out hard. What can I say?
I just figured I'd better stop the phone scam before he sweats a little puddle in his office there. So.
You guys going to send me a couple of T-shirts, like 4 or 5?
Q95 T-shirts to soak it all up?
Yeah, some Q95 sweat rags.
We will scam you. Your home for the phone scams.
Phone scams.
Mojo in the Morning.
On Detroit's hit music leader.
The new Q95.5.